श्रीमद् भागवतम महापुराणम की जय। We're continuing our Bhagavad Katha, Dasma Skanda, Rasa Panchadhyaya, chapters 29 through 33. We're discussing the first verse, chapter 29. Yesterday we discussed Sri Bhadaraya Niruvacha. Sri Bhadaraya Niruvacha, Bhagavan Napita Ratri, Sharut Phula Malika, Viksharantam Manaschakre, Yogamayam Upashrita. Sri Bhadaraya Niruvacha. This is the speaker, the narrator, Shukadev Goswami. Then Bhagavan, his review of yesterday. Bhagavan establishes that the hero, the Nayak, the Prem Nayak, the hero of this love story is God, the absolute truth, the cause of all causes, the supreme controller, the supreme enjoyer, the supreme supplier and maintainer, God. This is a story about Bhagavan. The narrator and speaker has been identified by his lineage to establish his qualification and authority to speak. And the hero of the love story, the Nayak, is established as not anyone of this material world, not an ordinary lover of this world, material or mundane lover, but the hero is God, Bhagavan. The same Bhagavan we worship as Vishnu, the same Bhagavan we worship as Ram, and the same Bhagavan we worship as Krishna, Gopal, Shamsundar, Vyariju, Priyatam, that Bhagavatam, that Bhagavan. And which form of Bhagavatam? Is this love story about Vishnu or about Ram, the Sringa, Das Avatar, other forms of Bhagavan? This story in the 10th canto is about the star of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the hero of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, the beautiful, opulent, attractive, powerful, merciful, sweet, charming, divine, Swayam Bhagavan, Vrindavan Sri Krishna, Shamsundar, Gopinath, which is established in the first canto. Krishna's two Bhagavan Swayam. This Bhagavan. So therefore, right from the start, verse 1, and there's 170 verses describing the Rasa Lila. First verse introduces speaker and the narrator of the Rasa drama. Second speaker, the hero. The hero appears on the stage. The Rasa Mandala. Under the full moon rays, going to the banks of Vamshiva, calling the gopis. What type of night was it? And the verse describes, where did this hero appear? Where did this love story take place? Was it day? Was it night? Was it inside, outside? No, it was under the full moon rays of Sharad season, the autumn full moon. And it was in nature, it was in the forest, natural setting, natural surrounding. Not on a stage like a regular drama, but a live stage, a living stage, the stage of Braj Mandal. This is, we have a pandal with a stage. But Krishna had a pandal, it wasn't a pandal. The roof, the ceiling of his pandal was Chandrama, Purnima. And the floor of his pandal was Jamuna Rate, Jamuna Puin, the sandy banks, the camphor, white powder-like sands of the Yamuna. And the whole love story took place outside, under the trees and the moonshine. And beautiful blossoming flowers in the fall season. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. Beautiful season. Sharad Ritu. Most beautiful season in springtime and autumn. Sharad time and holy time. And this Falgun. Falgun Maina and this Sharad Mosam. Most beautiful time in Braj. So therefore Krishna celebrates his love, his Divya Prem with all his devotees, especially at these two times of year, In the fall, he dances with the gopis and attracts all of us to join that dance, that rasa dance, that celebration of divine, sacred, pure love in the fall, the first most beautiful season. And then in the springtime, after the cold winter, then the springtime, then the flowers are blossoming, the sarso phool are opening, all of Braj is colored with a, is sprinkled and sprayed with a beautiful greenish, bright greenish yellow color. The mustard flowers everywhere, the whole nature is exploding with its own natural, asli holy. And then Krishna celebrates his second most wonderful celebration of love. Ho, ho, holy, hey! Holy. With pitchkaris and powder, chandan powder and kasturi and crushed flower petals into powder. Beautiful substances, fragrant, pure, divine. This is holy Leela. So now we're going to discuss this word, Taratri. And it, we asked a question yesterday, how is it that this word, Taratri, is in plural? Because it seems like it's one night. On the full moon night, the English translation of 29.1 is, on the full moon night in the Sharad season, Krishna saw the rising moon and he smelled the blossoming lotus flowers, the night blooming lotuses, and the malika flowers, the mogra, jasmine, the bela, as they say in Vrindavan. And it, he felt romantic because the flowers were emitting an intoxicating romantic fragrance. And his mind turned to his pure devotees. Love attracts everyone, and pure love attracts God. Not lust, not greed. God runs far from greed and runs far away from lust and far away from envy. But if there's prem, we established the other day, prem is karshan. Prem is chumbak. Very interesting nature. The prem, that when the bhakta has prem, pure love for Krishna, it acts as a chumbak. And I believe chumbak means magnet. Is it right? Magnet? But how do you say kiss? Kiss, how do you say that? Chumbak. Chumba. So we don't know Hindi so well, but it's a very interesting word here. There's, we say magnet. Magnet attracts iron filings. Only iron filings. So Krishna is a supreme prem magnet. He is a magnet of divine prem. So when our heart becomes pure, becomes attracted, it's called prema sankarshani. Krishna prema sankarshani. Our heart acts like a huge electromagnet. Supercharged electromagnet. And Krishna is compelled and he's pulled and he's forced like the filings, the iron filings run and jump on the magnet. And it appears because of that intense attraction between the magnet and the iron filings, it feels like they're kissing each other. The iron is kissing the filings of iron are kissing the magnet. And the word for magnet in Hindi is chumba. And the word for kiss is chumba. Am I right? So we're discussing that this verse describes the hero, Krishna, and the place and the setting. And then how all these beautiful, intoxicating, and attractive romantic stimulants and exciting factors in the environment created desire in Krishna's mind to reciprocate with his pure loving devotees. So we'll hear about that. So this word Ratri, Sri Badarayanir Uvacha Bhagavan Apita Ratri. And it says, it's in plural, which means many, plural. It's not singular. It's not, although it's one Purnima night, one night in the month is Purnima, Purnamasi. And Sukadeva Goswami is describing that this one night, Purnima, it actually lasted for a night of Brahma. Brahma Upavrata. Long, long, millions of years. So therefore he uses the word Ratri. Ta Ratri, not Ratra. Ratri. This means late at night. Ratri means Rat, nighttime. So this is when Krishna dances with the gopis. The Rasa dance, according to our Gaudiya Vaishnava Rasa Shastras, they say the Rasa dance with Radha and Krishna and the gopis begins around 11:30 at night. 11:30, Madhya Rat, midnight, 11:30, and it goes till about 1:30, 1:30, 1:45. And that very middle portion, that part of Ratri. So this is the time. And then it's Ratri because it wasn't only one single night that Krishna danced with the gopis at one Purnima. It was thousands of nights they danced together, thousands of nights Krishna received their love, and Krishna expressed his love to them in a pure exchange of Divya Prem, Krishna Prem, Bhakta and Bhagavan, gopis and Krishna. It's an exchange of love between the servitors and the master, between the Swami and the Devis, Krishna and his devotees. So actually, Sukadeva is using the word Ratri because later in the same Rasa Panchadaya, in chapter 33, verse 30, he confirms this point. There was actually millions of nights by saying, he says, Brahma Ratra Upavrite. Brahma Ratra Upavrite. That Ratra was a Brahma Ratra, Lord Brahma. Brahma lives for millions of years. So one night of Brahma is equal to millions of years here. So there was a reason why Krishna extended the Rasa dance for millions and millions of years. One reason why he extended the night for millions of years was because of his promise. When Krishna makes a promise to his devotees, he never breaks his promise. He never lets his devotees down. One name of Bhagavan, Sri Krishna, is Achyuta. Achyuta Bhagavan. Achyuta. Achyuta is generally translated as infallible. He does not fail. He is always successful. He always wins. He never loses. He's infallible. He never fails. But another meaning the Rasik Janas tell us is that Achyuta means that Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna, he never, ever fails. Achyuta, fallible. Because in English we say Achyuta means infallible. Infallible, which means, infallible means you can't fall. You don't walk along the street and stumble one day. Even an adult or even a great sportsman, sometimes he walks down the street and he trips or he stumbles. He falls. It happens occasionally. And children fall all the time. So children are chuta, not achuta. So generally, he doesn't fall down. He's always pavitram. And by remembering him, you become pure. But in this case, the Rasik Janas are saying that achuta means Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna never ever fails to reciprocate with the love offered by his devotees. He never lets his bhaktas down. He's always there. Krishna is always there for his devotees. He's always there to pick them up when they fall down. He's always there to give them energy when they're lazy. He's always there to dry their tears when they're crying and lamentation and separation. He's always there to protect the devotees. He's always there to maintain the devotees. Yogakshemam baham yaham. Krishna is telling in Gita, Ananyas chintyanto mam ye jana pariupashate. Tesham nitya vyuktanam yogakshemam baham yaham. Yogakshemam vaham yaham. Vaham, I, vaham. I personally, aham, I carry what you lack. Whatever you need, whatever you require, whatever you're missing, whatever you lack, I will shower it upon you. I will give it to you. Why? If you need support or you need help or financial help, any type of help, so that you can serve me in a better way or so you can improve your own bhajan and surrender, I will arrange everything. Yoga kshemam aham yaham. Vaham yaham. I personally will carry on my back. I'll bring the food to you. I'll bring shelter to you. I'll bring clothing to you. I'll bring money to you. This is Bhagavan Sri Krishna, his karuna, his love. So he doesn't fail to reciprocate. He, 1 year before, the gopis, the Braja gopis, they were worshipping Katyayani. And Krishna appeared there and said, I promise you, 1 year in the future, Krishna said, again, plural. That's in chapter 22. Chapter 22 of Dasama Skanda. It's called Gopi Vastraharana. Gopi Vastraharana Adhyaya. The chapter 22 of Dasama Skanda, 10th canto, describing Krishna's lovingly and affectionately stealing the saris of the kanyas. And he said that who are worshipping Devi, Yogamaya Devi, to attain Krishna as her husband. He said, listen, you surrendered unto me. You gave your man, tan, dan, everything. You gave your body, your mind, your laja, everything you've given to me. Because you recognize that I'm worthy to surrender everything to. I am Bhagavan before you. When Bhagavan comes before you, and it's, then you found somebody he's worthy to give everything to. If you meet Bhagavan, then you should give your body. You should give your wealth, your mind, your words, everything. As the Braja Kanyas, the Kanyakumaris of Braj, they did. Krishna appeared before them. Hey, Bhagavan, take our clothes, take our mind, take our Shukshma Sharir, take our Linga Sharir. Clothes are a covering of the body. The mind, the ego is a covering of our identity. And the body is a covering of the Atma. So Krishna removed all the coverings. He took all the coverings, all the koshas. It's kosh, jiva kosh, anamoya kosh, all the koshas. They surrendered all the coverings. Shukshma Sharir, Linga Sharir. They surrendered their gross material bodies. They surrendered their subtle material bodies. Krishna Samarpam, Prapadyante, Prapadyante. Krishna, I am yours. I am yours. And Krishna says, I accept your purity of your love. I accept the transparency of your surrender, your Sharanagati. It's perfect. It's pure. It's dharmic. It's transcendental. I am God and you are my devotees. You realize that and I realize that. You want to give everything to me and I've come to accept everything from you. So the question is, when will we be so ready to give everything to Bhagavan that he will come to us and take everything from us with both hands and put over his shoulder? He came and he took with both hands the gopis, the Kanyakumari saris. He put over his shoulder and he climbed in the kandamba tree. And he played his flute. And the gopis' hearts danced in ecstasy, knowing that God, Krishna, has finally accepted their love. Finally accepted their puja, finally accepted their prarthana and vandanam and stuti, and finally accepted their very selves. Atma Sharanagati, Atma Samarpan. This is the real Samarpan. To surrender yourself, our very self, at the feet of God. So he promised at that time, in plural, in one verse, he said, O my Braja Kanyas, O my dearly beloved, tender, sweet, affectionate, virgin gopis, damsels, tower damsels of Braj, in the future nights, in the Ratri, Tauratri, Bhavishya Ratri, in the future nights, plural, we will enjoy together. I will accept you fully, and we will enjoy together, just like husband and wife. How happy those Braja Kanyas were. So thrilled, so delighted, so comforted and satisfied that Bhagavan had accepted their love and he offered his love in return. This is the exchange of prema. So to uphold his promise, when that Shard Purnima came, that Shard Utpula, yes, so beautiful. I feel romantic. I feel amorous desires. Oh, I remember Manasa, Rantam Manasa Chakra. Manasa Chakra. My mind is turning because our mind turns in three directions. Everyone's mind, man, has tin dig. Sometimes our mind is turning to the past and we dream. Or if we're not dreaming, we think, consciously think in Jagran. Jagran, Chinta, Jagran. We're awake and we're thinking about the past and we lament. I was so handsome. My hair was beautiful reddish brown, and now it's white like straw. And I lament, oh, where is my youth gone? And I was so intelligent when I was young, and I was a topper's, but now I can't remember anything. I'm faulty. So we lament, oh, I was great, and now I'm nothing. Of course, that's illusion also. And then our mind turns from the purva, let's say past, our mind turns from the direction of looking towards the past, then it looks towards the present. Yes, 7 steps to success. 1, be confident. 2, always smile. And three, always say, no problem. Yes, sir, it will be done, no problem. And four, if you lose all your investment, keep smiling. Seven steps to success. Krishna tells, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells six steps to failure. Krishna, he's written a book. There are six steps to failure. Step one, step two, step three. What are the six steps to failure? First one, janma. Second one, old age. That's the second step. Third step, disease. Fourth step, dukkha, suffering, unhappiness. Fifth step, dosha. And the last is death. We're born and then we get old, we get diseased. And while we're getting old and getting diseased and growing up, we feel so much unhappiness and anxiety and tension. And then there's so many obstacles. And then finally, the grand finale, the home run, is death. And Krishna tells this six steps to failure in Bhagavad Gita. Janma mrityu jaya vyadi dukkha doshano darshanam. So this is just some departure here. But Krishna is a chuta. He never fails to uphold his promise to his devotee. There's one verse from the Upanishads where Bhagavan Sri Ramchandra, he says, if anyone comes before me, becomes before my murti, murti ke samne, Sri Ramji ke samne, in front of the murti, and he prays to me with all sincerity, oh, hey Bhagavan Sri Ramchandra, from this day forward, I've been very, very bad. I've been so sinful and so greedy and angry and bad. But please, I promise you, I'm taking sankalp. I'm promising you, taking a vow. From this day forward, I'll never, ever, ever again do the wrong thing. I will never forget you and always chant your name, Sri Ram, Sri Ram, Sri Ram, Sri Ram. And remember you and read Ramayana and read Ramcharitamanas and speak about you. I'll do all good things to everyone. I'll be charitable and generous and kind and loving and affectionate. I promise from this day forward, oh Bhagavan, hey Bhagavan, I am yours, I am yours, I am yours. And what does Ramachandra say when someone comes before him and speaks like that, reveals his heart and speaks his mind? He says in this verse, if anyone comes before me, sincerely, heartfully says this, then I will accept that devotee. And I will protect him through his whole life and take him back to the spiritual world, Ayodhya Dham, to serve me eternally. That's the promise of Ramchandra. So Krishna is also Bhagavan, Swayam Bhagavan. So he promised the Kanyas, in the future nights I will enjoy with you like a husband. When he saw the Sharad Purnima, he thought, yes, my mind is turned. As our mind turns in three directions, to the past, which we mentioned, and our mind is looking in the direction of the present. Age, or whatever say, now time, abhidig, now time, the present time, here time. Oh, seven steps to success. What do I have to do today? Daily planner, weekly planner. And then our mind turns to another direction, bhavishya dig. And then we do vichar, we consider about the future, we make future plans, 5-year plan, 10-year plan. So our mind is turning in three directions. So Krishna's mind is also turning in three directions in the Rasalila. Sometimes his mind is looking in the past, most of the time in the present, and sometimes in the future. How is Krishna looking in the future? Bhavishya drishti, bhavishya dig. And the very end of the rasa dance, then the gopis are anticipating that Krishna, after dancing and bathing and relaxing, honoring some bhoga, some wild fresh fruits and juices and other sweets that Radharani made that afternoon, and brought in a tiffin to the rasa dance, Ganga Jal ladus and other type of special ladus. They have names, Amrit Gutika ladu. So then, after refreshing themselves, the gopis are thinking, well, maybe we can engage in more amorous affairs with our beloved Lord, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, or make him more happy, or make him more satisfied, with more intimacy and sweetness of exchange. Then Krishna said, oh, listen, gopis, See, now I see the future. Now this is an example of Christian looking to the future. Now is coming Brahma Muhurt. It's Brahma Muhurt. In an hour or two, it'll be Brahma Muhurt. 1.5 hours before sunrise is Brahma Muhurta. That's when spiritual people rise from bed, 3:30 in the morning, uto, take snan, suve snan, 3:34, and start reading Gita, chanting mala, doing puja, reading shastra, shastra swadhyaya, bhagavat swadhyaya, bhagavad gita swadhyaya, meditating, chanting their guru, their ishtadev mantra, guru mantra. In the wee hours of the morning before dawn, so Krishna was seeing, oh, soon it will be Brahma Muhurta. You must go home and do your domestic duties before sunrise. You're all married girls, Gopi Vadu. They're not kanyas anymore. They're all married. Now, so Krishna's seeing the future. And then he's seeing the present. Oh, why have you come? All these things. So Ratri is, this word Ratri indicates Krishna's maintaining and upholding his promise to his devotees. That's why it's plural. Because Krishna can dance for one night and be happy. But the devotees of the Lord, they're never happy unless they can serve Krishna every moment, moment to moment. So the gopis, the girls are usually very expert at dancing and singing and music. This is their God-given talent. God has given ladies and girls the talent of singing and dancing and music. So what to speak of the talents that the gopis have? What kala? They have 64 kala. 64 different arts and talents are automatically manifested in their movements and speech and form and actions. So how much they want to express their dancing ability, how much they want to express their singing ability. Just like if a husband has a very talented wife who's a professional singer. So she may sometimes ask her husband, would you like to hear me sing some Krishna bhajans? He'll say, certainly. And they sit in front of Thakurji, their gar Thakurji, Griha Thakurji. And the wife sings so beautifully, and the husband plays kartals or dolak. And so she expresses her talent of singing for the pleasure of her husband, her beloved. It's a natural thing if she's talented. Imagine Radhika, Lalita Vishaka, Chitra, Rangadevi, Tungavidya, Sudevi. How talented are the Ashtasakis and Radharani? How expert they are in Veena, Sangeet, Atiyati Sangeet Virtuoso, Visharad. We say virtuoso, music virtuoso. And singing? When Radharani opens her beautiful lotus mouth and starts singing, it makes all the cuckoos, all the quails, they fly into the forest. Oh, all the parrots, all the tota and quail, the parrots and cuckoos who have such beautiful voices. Cuckoos are very beautiful, melodious, calming and satisfying and attractive sound of their sweet voices given by God. When they hear Radharani sing something about glorifying a song about Krishna, they say, oh, we're nothing, and they fly away. So naturally, they want to sing eternally for the pleasure of their beloved Lord, Sri Krishna. They want to dance eternally. Whenever anyone watches a dance performance, Bharat Natyam or Odissi dance or all kinds of classical dancing, it's usually ladies. And ladies are enacting the part of Yashoda through dance, or they're enacting the part of Krishna, Makanchur. They're taking the part because they dance so beautifully and attractively for everyone to appreciate. So imagine how the Radharani and the Ashtasakis. Radharani's other name is Gandharvika. She's Radhika and Govinda Sarvasva. And so many thousands, Radha Sahasranam. There's one book called Radha Sahasranam, 1,000 Names of Radha. So many beautiful names. Priyaji and Pyari, so many names. So imagine, she's been given a name, Gandharvika, because she dances like a Gandharva, the celestial dancers in the heavenly planets. Very extraordinary, very amazing. So Krishna extended that night for a Brahma Ratra Upavrate. Brahma Ratra Upavrate. Upavrate. Became millions of nights long. So he could please the gopis, because if we have some talent, we have some ability, some skill, we want to offer it to God. We want God to enjoy us. We want God to be comfortable and happy with us. So if we as ordinary people, this world, if we have some talent or some opulence, beauty or fame or knowledge or musical ability, that's a God-given gift. Beauty, sundara, or sangeet, or all these kalas are given by God. So we usually, you and I of this world, we exploit those talents to make money, to enjoy. We don't offer those talents for the service of Krishna because we won't make any money. If I go to the mandir and I dance for Krishna, I know one devotee. He's now in Golok Prapti. But he was a very expert dancer before he turned his mind fully to Krishna consciousness. He was always a pious, religious Krishna worshipper. But then he took Diksha, Vaishnava Diksha, and he became so much absorbed in serving Krishna that all the talents and abilities that he had collected when he was basically a regular Bombay person. He was a fashion designer. Before he was a fashion designer, designing women's clothes and movie star clothes. Then he was a dancer. He had his own dance troupe, and they were performing movies. They have different dance scenes, and he would dance there with his own troupe. And then he became a devotee. He became such a pure devotee, such a surrendered devotee. He said, I'm not going to use my talents anymore for making money, anymore for name or fame, lobh, puja, pratishtha. I am Krishna Sharanagat. I'm going to give my whole life to Krishna. I'm going to live for Krishna, breathe for Krishna, speak for Krishna, move for Krishna. So I have one murti of Krishna. And now I have one murti of Radha. And I'm going to design the most beautiful clothes for them. Whatever money I've collected from my profession, now I'm going to use it all for Bhagavan. Man, tan. Many people say, yes, man, tan, Krishna Samarpan. I'll give my mind to Krishna. Yes, yes, I'm always chanting Hare Krishna in my mind. Man and tan, I will give my body to Krishna. I will do pranams. I will go to the mandir and I'll offer pranams. So I gave my body every Janmashtami, I go to the mandir, Radha Krishna mandir, and I offer my dandabats. So that's my man and my tan. Don, that's a little too near and dear. But the actual phrase is man, tan, dan, Krishna Samarpan. Money, body, wealth, everything offered to Krishna. So this devotee did that. And then he would come to Radharaman, to Vrindavan. And once he quietly entered the mandir in the evening time, no one was there. One tabla player was there, by chance, they're usually there. And one flute player, Bansuri. And one harmonium player. And they were playing some ragas, some beautiful Vedic ragas for the pleasure of Radharamanji, Shishi Radharamanji, Vrindavan Nid, Nidiban, Pas. So then he was inspired. So he had his dhoti and his kurti, had a small chatter. So he took his chatter, I was with him, and he made a pugri. Pugri means turban. He tapped a little white, like chatter we wear, and he tied around his head really expertly. It looked so pukka. And then he tilted it a little bit to the side, like an army soldier, a little tilted. And then he made dandavat pranams. For a long time he was offering prayers, prarthana, Thakurji prarthana, on the floor of the mandir. And I was simply taking darshan. I was sitting, watching, listening to the ragas, darshan Radharamanji. Then my friend, he started dancing. And I didn't know him that well. I didn't know that he had this talent. And he was dancing and dancing and went on for a long time. As long as that darshan was there. It's the last darshan, and then the doors close, and then there's Thakurji takes rest. His swapna lila. 45 minutes, 1 hour or so. And it's just dancing and all Vedic mudras and so beautiful, so beautiful. And then afterwards, the pujari came down from the altar. He said, what is your name and where do you live? He said, can you please come regularly and dance for Radharaman? We will pay for your travel up and down the Vrindavan by air or AC train. And you can stay in our guest house, Radharamanji guest house. And every day, morning, noon, and night, you can take Radharaman Mahaprasadam. Bhagavan Sri Krishna ki. So he gave up his dancing for, let's say, Maya and money, and started dancing for Krishna and the devotees. And he gave up his making dresses and fancy wedding dresses for movie stars and wealthy people in Bombay, and started making beautiful poshak, beautiful poshak for his murtis, beautiful shringar and dresses. Only in his house, then people would come, the bhaktas would come to take darshan of his beautiful deities, Madan Mohan, Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan. And then they would go back to their temples, and they would go here and they would go there and say, oh, I saw such beautiful shringar, you must come and see. So they would go and say, oh yes, can you make some shringar poshak for our deities? And pretty soon he had a whole entirely new career, not making dresses for women in Bollywood. He was making dresses for Radharani. Radharani ki jai. So, and they were giving money to buy the outfits, and they're beautiful outfits. His Sringar Seva, his Radha Krishna Thakurji Sringar Seva, became so famous that the number one temple in all of India, the richest, most famous, one of the oldest deities in South India, in Tamil Nadu, Venkateshwar, Sri Venkateshwar Balaji, the famous Balaji, the pujaris came to visit my friend in Bombay, and they stayed with him for 1 week. They lived in a hotel, and they came in the morning, they watched him morning to night to see his puja, his standard of puja, his standard of bathing and cooking and everything. Then afterwards they said, you're a true Brahmin, you're a true bhakta, you have pure behavior, shud achar and shud bhav, shud Krishna bhav, you worship your Radha and Krishna like a gopi. You're certainly in Gopi Bhav. And we worship our Venkateshwar, our Balaji, Sri Vishnu, our Govinda. Govinda, Govinda, Govinda. Govinda, Govinda, they say. When you go and stand in line to get darshan, we've been several times to Balaji. They say, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda. Govinda is Krishna. They said, you passed the test. You have the Bhav. Divya Bhav, transcendental Bhav. You have the mood. The bhav, the feeling, and the purity, and the expertise, the art of dressing. Now you make outfits for Balaji. But before he could do that, then his deities, they said, listen, your work here is done. Now you come to Golok. So then he entered Samadhi and Golok Prapti. So now he's making dresses for Radharani in the spiritual world. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. The point is, Ratri. Krishna extended the night for millions of years because he wanted to accept the kala, all the artistic abilities and talents of those Kanyakumaris that he promised the year before, and all the Nityasiddha Sakis like Radhika and Lalita, Asha Sakis. And they could show their beautiful Sringar. In fact, he would even help them get dressed. That we'll find out later. They were dressed so beautifully, but sometimes they would forget one earring or forget some kajal for different reasons, which we'll find out. Then Krishna would do the finishing touches, add the last touch of kajal, put on the earring, put on the bangle. And they wanted to show most, because it's a rasa dance. So they wanted to show their rasa natyam, their rasa filled, rasa purna natyam, their rasa filled dancing. People can dance like we dance like monkeys, right? We go to the disco, hoo ha. When the gopis dance, they don't dance like monkeys jumping and like this and that. So it's all ras. What type of ras? Prem ras. What type of prem? Mahabhav. So they wanted to offer that Mahabhav night after night after night. Man, tan, dhan. Take everything. Our wealth. What is the wealth of a woman? What is the dhan of a woman? Of a gopi, of a stri? Her beauty. Her singing. Her gentleness. Her love. Her tenderness, her care, And if she can her dancing talent by which she entertains her husband or men of the whole world. So the gopis, they wanted to offer all of that. That's their dhan, that's their wealth. Their wealth is their beauty, their love, their tenderness, and their expertise in singing, dancing, and beautiful dressing. The ratri means all these things. This one word, ratri. Tauratri. In our India, our Vedic culture, the original culture of India, everything was based on Vishnu, the Supreme Lord, the personality of Godhead. The oldest books in India, the oldest sacred books, Rig Veda, Atharva Veda, Yajur Veda, Samaveda, they talk about Vishnu. There's one verse from Rig Veda. I'll give you an example. We're speaking about the oldest spiritual books on the planet, the oldest sacred scriptures, the Sanskrit Veda of India. They're thousands and thousands of years old. The Vakya, the Vani, the Siddhanta, the Tattva is actually millions of years old. And it was spoken, it's called Shruti. Shruti, the original spiritual books of India, are not, it's not something written down 2,000 years ago or 3,000 or 5,000. The knowledge was based on Shabda Brahman, hearing, remembering, committing to memory, Shruti Dhara. In Satyuga, in the ancient Indian culture, there was something called Shruti Dhara. Dhara means to hold. Shruti means sound. In this case, spiritual sound. Shruti Dhara was a description of a human being, a man, Brahmin, pundit, a woman can be. They had such developed buddhi, intelligence and brains, they could hear something from guru, from teacher, and commit it to memory and remember it for life. Shruti Dhara. So they didn't require to write anything. So this ancient knowledge of Veda, the knowledge of Gita, was spoken millions of years ago to the sun god. Vivishwan Manave Praha. Vivishwan Manave Praha. Krishna's telling in fourth chapter of Gita. Hey Arjun, you're a king, you're a kshatriya. I also gave this knowledge to another king, Suryadev, the king of the sun planet, 120 million years ago. How old are your religious books? Oh, my religious book was written 2,000 years ago. My religious book was written 3,000, 4,000 years ago. Acha. My religious book, I'm Indian. I'm from India. We have books called the Vedas. These are our books of religion. Our books were written 120 million years ago. Written means spoken. Knowledge was given by oral transmission. Hearing and speaking. Like Gita. Krishna tells Arjun, Tat Shrinu. Tat Shrinu. Arjun, Tat Shrinu. Tat, that, this, here. Just hear what I'm saying. I'm telling you about Karma Tattva and Gyan Tattva and Yoga Tattva. I'm telling you about Bhakti Tattva. The Bhakti Marg and the Yoga Marg, Karma Marg. Have you heard that? Have you heard that? What do you think? You accept it? Yes, I accept everything you said is perfectly true. Now I'm surrendered to you. So knowledge was given by hearing and speaking, and then books were written. So those original books are mentioning Vishnu. There's no concept of Sayujya Mukti. This is a very new thing. The Advaitin philosophy that's so vastly present in India started about 2,000 years ago with Adi Shankaracharya, worshipping Brahman. Brahma Sayujya Mukti. Nirvashesh Brahma. Brahman has nirvishesh, vishesh, no speciality, no rupam, arupam, no gunam, nirgunam, and nirrasam. No, it's just Brahman, all-pervading, unlimited chit consciousness, Brahman. Nirvishesh Brahma. So he preached this, Shankaracharya, all over India, to restore people's interest in the Vedas and bring back people's interest to vegetarianism. Because they had deviated. They you were using the Vedas. Who needs the Vedas? So he brought people's interest back. So much in the Veda. But way back when, Rig Veda, long before Shankaracharya, millions of years ago, the verse says, Om Tat Vishnu Paramam Param Sada Pashanti Suryo Jujiva Chaksur Tatam Tadvi Praso Jugivamse Samindate Vishnu Yat Paramam Param. Vishnu, Vishnu. Two times Vishnu. Vishnu is God. The person. The personality of Godhead. Narayan. And his wife, consort, Lakshmi Devi. Lakshmi Narayan, Lakshmi Vishnu. So the original Vedic religion from millions of years ago and thousands of years ago, all the kings, all the Baniyas, all the people, Brahmins, Kshatriyas, they are all Vaishnava. Worshippers of Vishnu. 90%. In that original culture of India, based on Ved, Shruti Smriti Puranadi, Shruti Smriti Puranadi, the people of India in Satyuga, in Treta Yuga, in Dwapara Yuga, in Kali Yuga, they had a viewpoint of ultimate reality. There's this material world and there's a spiritual world. There's Prakriti Dham and Aprakriti Dham, the manifested and the unmanifested. So their view of this world was a personal view. God is a person, Vishnu. He's the origin of everything. Aham sarvasya prabhava mata sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajantimam buddha bhava samandita. Then they saw everything as a person. So they had devis, devas and devas, the energies, the shaktis, the air, the sun, the water, the movements, the plants, the growth, the trees, everything is controlled. There's a system. Everywhere there's a system. Everywhere there's order. Everywhere there's control. So wherever you see system and order and control, it means there's a person behind it. Intelligent. Intelligence. So intelligence is an attribute of a person. Planning, intelligence. Vishnu is a supreme person. He's a source of knowledge, buddhi, everything. So because they had a personal conception, they saw everything in a personal way. Personal, not Dvaitavad or Dvaitavad. They saw everything is personal, not impersonal. Impersonal Brahman. Brahman has no form, so it's no person. No form, no character, no vishesh, no rasam, no bhavam, no lilam, no dhammam. It's just everywhere, Brahman, all-pervading Brahman. Yes, my goal is to merge into Brahman. This is a new concept. It's taken over the world. But originally, if you study all the ancient Sanskrit Veda, the original religion of India was personal-based. God is a person, the supreme person, Purushottam, Vishnu. And the sun is not a ball of fire and all kinds of nuclear react. The sun is a source of heat and light. And there's somebody in charge of the light department. There's some engineer in charge of the light department and the heat department. There's somebody in charge of the heat department. He's called the engineer of heating, the electricity engineer. So the engineer is called Suryadev, and he worships an Ishtadev. He worships Vishnu, forearm form of Vishnu called Surya, Lakshmi Surya Narayan Bhagavan. Lakshmi Surya Narayan Bhagavan. That's Suryadev, who's a person, the sun god. Then there's a water god. We get rain and water. Oh, it's just rain coming from the sky. The water evaporates from the ocean because of the heat of the sun. It condenses in clouds. The wind blows the clouds. The clouds hit the mountain. With a thunderbolt strikes it. Then the rain comes down as rivers and everyone gets water. It's all scientific. We don't need God. We don't need demigods. We don't need devis. We just need science. There's no person. It's perfect system, perfect order. The sun rises and sets at the same time every day. You can predict the tithis, make a calendar of 100 years. This tithi, this is Amavasya, this is Purnima. But there's nobody in charge. It just happens. Boom, it happens. But now people, they believe that. They believe so much in science, they reject the Veda. They reject Vishnu, Ram, Krishna, everything. Everything was impersonal. So the water god, like you get a bill from the Department of Water, Water Works. $200 a year for water supply, municipal water supply, yes? And there's some arrangement to get that water with piping and tanks, yes? And there's some people behind that arrangement, yes? But what about who's sprinkling the whole world? Who's watering your fields? Who's washing your roads with the clouds? Oh, that's nobody. That's Brahman. Why doesn't Brahman pay your electric bill? Brahman should pay your electric bill, and Brahman should give you free water in your municipal water. There's persons behind it. So the water god is Indradev. And the air, we have air to breathe. So that's Vayu. And the oceans and river, the oceans are controlled by a god. The moving of the waves and the nourishment and satisfaction of the fishes and the tides coming and going and all the arrangements and moving out of all the oceans. Why don't the oceans one day just rise up 300 feet in the air and wash away Bombay? Because there's so many devotees there. And Vrunadeva is a devotee. He's a devata. So he's keeping everything that goes this far and that far. Sometimes he gets angry. Vrunadeva gets angry when people drink too much Varuni. If people drink too much Varuni beverage, which means adharmic, then the devas get angry. Hey, why is this? You're a Hindu and you're drinking Varuni? You should drink mango shake, lassi, garam dood, torah, almonds and cashews mixed in, little keshar. Varuni is for the rakshash, not for the human being. So he gets angry and sends big wave here and there. And then everybody thinks, well, wait a minute. That ocean, which scientists are saying will never rise up, has suddenly risen up and washed away our village. The scientists said it will never happen. Which proves again and again that the scientists are not in control, but Ishvara Parama Krishna is in control. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karna Karanam Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Brahma Stuti, Lord Brahma. He's the controller, not me, Brahma, not Shiva, Shiv, Indra, the supreme boss. We have so many ministers in India, but there's a Pradhan Mantri. There's a Mukhya Mantri and there's mantris. Ministers, Pradhan, the chief minister. The chief minister of the whole universe is Bhagavan Sri Krishna. The point I'm making here is everything is personal, and that's a fact, although we ignore it and don't care anymore. It was always personal because the source is a person, and all the devas and devotees are persons, and they're controlling everything in a personal way. And it always will be personal. We may become impersonal. We may act like machines and be mechanical and reject the personal arrangement and to decry and deny the person behind the energy. There's energy, there's a person. I have energy, but I'm a person. You have energy. The energy of creating painting or whatever energy. You're a person. We can deny it, but the fact remains. God is a person. And this whole reality, this whole material and spiritual world is moving on the basis of consciousness. Chit Shakti. In its various expressions and permutations, according to where that Chit Shakti manifests. If it manifests in Paravyom, if I count it, presents itself in a particular way. And it moves in a circle of love and nourishing, loving relationships with Bhagavan. If that Chit Shakti of consciousness moves in this Prakrit Dham, in this material world, then it moves to keep people alive and engage in their karmas. And in other words, the background of everything, the substratum of everything in this world is consciousness, not matter. Chit, not Prakriti. Therefore, everything's personal. So Shukha Muni is saying, Vyasa is saying, Sri Badarayanir Uvacha, then Bhagavan Apita Ratri, plural. So as I mentioned, everything's personal. So Ratri, nighttime, there is a Devi. There is a goddess, a celestial goddess who is in charge of the night. The night queen, the queen of the night, Ratri Devi. And she's in charge of the evening. Whatever she does, she makes everything dark, mysterious, difficult, whatever. Or maybe for some people, the darkness is romantic and exciting. For some other people, Ratri becomes fearful. The darkness creates fear and trepidation. I may get robbed. My house may be robbed by a chore or a thief. So it's Ratri Devi. So the Acharyas are saying that this goddess of the night, there's all kinds of inner meanings. Every shloka, Every verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam, or in generally Vedas, they have the Bahir Vichar and Antar Vichar, the external consideration and the internal consideration. The concept in Vedic literature is called Paroksha, Parokshavad. Parokshavad means indirect. In this verse, something else is being said. What we say in English is read between the lines. The writer is writing something, but there's a phrase, you have to read between the lines. What is the literary meaning and what is the implied meaning? You understand? Implied. So implied meaning in Sanskrit is parokshavad. Parokshavad. The indirect meaning. For example, later in this Rasleela, Krishna says, "Oh gopis, swagatam, swagatam, swagatam. Why have you come? Why have you come here? Oh, this is not a safe place. You should run home to the protection of your houses and your husbands. This is not a safe place." That's what the verse says. Krishna is telling them, go home. But inside that Sanskrit is woven the real meaning, the implied meaning, the intended meaning, the bhav vichar, that Krishna is actually saying, which our Rasikacharya is saying, "Oh gopis, it's such a beautiful night. Why not spend the entire night with me? I am your nayak. I am your romantic hero and your beloved, and you are my lovers. Forget about your house. Just stay with me." Parokshava, example. It's happening everywhere in Rasleela. In this verse, Sri Badarayanir Uvacha. Then Bhagavan Apita Ratri. Ratri means night. In so many nights I establish another meaning. Ratri means a Devi, a celestial goddess. Ratri Devi. The imagery here is, and it's not in singular Ratri, it's in plural. Why? Because this indicates that Krishna, the next verse, part of the verse says, Sharad Utfala Malika. It says in the Sharad season, that full moon of the Sharad season, Sharad Purnima is the night of the Rasa dance. So the imagery here, what the inside meaning is, which our acharyas say, Ratri means celestial damsels, because it's plural, not one. Celestial damsels, beautiful girls, the most attractive girls. And Ratri means they're a little mysterious because they come out at night. Ratri Devi comes out at night. She's not there in the daytime. Another Deva is in charge of the day. But Ratri Devi is in charge of the night. But she's mysterious. The night is mysterious, enchanting, romantic. And Ratri Devi is in charge of all those features of night. So Ratri Devi is in plural because it represents another entire group of celestial damsels, beautiful goddesses of the night, queens of the night, that are mysterious, that are beautiful, ladies like Ratri Devi, and they're enchanting, and they're romantic. And who are they? The Braja Gopis. So Ta Ratri means those nights, means with those gopis. It says Ta Ratri. Those Taha. Those Ratri, those nights means those gopis, those pure devotee gopis, those Nirmal Vishuddha Premi gopis, the Premi Bhaktas, the gopis. That's when Krishna saw the evening Ratri, he thought, yes, the gopis. So this is very nice. That's why it's in the feminine gender. The word is feminine, Ratri, and indicates the supreme females, the Braja Gopis, the Braja Ramanis. We're going to come out on this Purnima night and dance with Krishna. One acharya is saying that the word Ratri means not only Ratri Devi, because she's one goddess of the night, but there are also many, many different devas or demigods, male demigods, that are also in charge of the night. So it implies that Ratri means plural because not only Ratri Devi came, but many, many other devas and devis came to gather on that Sharad Purnima night. Why did they come to Vrindavan? Why did they gather over the Rasasthali in the sky in their Pushpa Viman? They were in their Pushpa Viman, their flower airplanes. So many devis and devatas, Apsaris and Gandharvas and Gandharvis, and so many devas and various goddesses and gods of the night. Why did they came? They came to render service to their Lord. Krishna Das, Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna Das, Das, and Adas. They're all servants of the Lord. All the devas are called Sura, Sura. And the Rakshash, the Gnostic atheists are called Asur. They're not godly, ungodly, Asur. Sur means godly. So they all came. So Ratri means, it's in plural to refer to many, many different demigods came to render service for the pleasure of Krishna and all his beloved gopis. Because they wanted to get a chance. Oh, this is a huge happening. This is a big happening here. This is the event of the century. This is the biggest dance that ever happened in the history of the universe. The Maharasa dance of Radha and Krishna, Braja Gopis on the banks of Jamuna under the Sharad Purnima. It's described in Vishnu Puran, Harivamsa Puran, and Bhagavat Puran, in so many places. It's sung about, it's painted. Thousands of years people have been painting Rasa dance. Thousands of years people have been dancing the Rasa dance. Thousands of years people have been singing songs and ballads and writing poems about the Rasa dance. Not only now, not only in India, but even around the world. People are making paintings. Russian devotees are living in Russia and are making paintings of the Rasa dance. They're living in China. Chinese people are reading about Krishna's Rasa dance and they're making paintings because they're Chinese artists in their own Chinese style. Rasa dance. Illustrate Krishna's leelas. How captivating, how all-pervading Krishna's become famous. Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan. That prema, that love. That love of Radha and Krishna, which is revealed and displayed to the entire world in the Rasa-lila chapters, was shown. And we could look at it. We can read about it. We can pray to it. And pray for the mercy and benefits of being faithfully approaching Rasa-lila. But then how to receive it in a full way, in a fast way, in a complete way, in a quick way. Because it's Kali Yuga. We don't live long. We don't have a long time to do Radha Krishna Upasana and Bhakti Yoga and Sadhana. It takes a long time. My life is short. Ah! Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gora Twishe Namaha. Out of their love and compassion, that Shringar, Mahaprem, Shringar Rasaraj Sri Krishna, that Mahabhavati Radha, Mahabhavati Radha, and Shringar Rasaraj Sri Krishna, they decided, yes, we showed our Rasalila 5,000 years ago. Vyasadeva wrote about it, Shukadeva spoke about it, the Rasik Janas and the Vaishnavas are reading it and studying it, all the devotees, they're getting benefit. But we want to give it to the world, not just a handful of Indians that can paint the Rasalila and sing about it and enact it and read it and get the value. We want to give Rasalila to the world. What to do? Krishna had an idea. Radha, listen. Your love, your compassion is incomparable. No one has more selfless, self-forgetful love than you. So if you can come inside my heart, because sometimes I'm nice, sometimes I'm not nice. Sometimes I kill demons, I get angry. But you're always so sorrowful. You're always so soft and gentle. So I need to become a little softer for this mission, this pracharak mission. You enter my heart. Fill my heart with your bhav, your mahabhav, and your mahakaruna. Karuna mai radha. Karuna mai radha. Fill my heart. And Radharani said, bhavatu, bhavatu, bhavatu sham, bhavatu. Let it be. Yes. So then she entered his heart. He said, and then Krishna felt, oh, Radha is in my heart. Radha's love is in my heart. Radha's compassion and care, tender compassion and love and affection is in my heart. I can feel it. It's radiating throughout my entire body. Bhagavan Sri Krishna is thinking and feeling. I feel Radha's love throughout my chest and my heart, and my throat, my face, my eyes, my arms. Oh, I feel so much Radha Mayi, Radha Mahabhav Mayi. This is Krishna speaking in Goloka Dham 500 years ago, 530 years ago. This is the Leela. Radha, you're here. You're inside of me. In my mind, my heart, I'm seeing you everywhere. Radha, wherever I look, I see you. Hey, Kotai, Radha, Kotai, go, Prema Mai, Kotai, go, Prema Mai, Radha, Radha, Radha. I see you everywhere, but then I don't see you. I feel you everywhere, but I feel separated from you. I know you, I saw you. You entered my heart with your Bhav and your Karuna. And I feel your presence everywhere. I feel like I'm seeing you, but then I feel viraha, separation. And I cry out in Bengali. This is Bengali. Kotai go, prima mai irata. Oh, prima mai irata. Kaha, kaha. Oh, prima mai irata. Oh, karuna mai irata. Karuna mai irata. Kaha, kaha. Where are you? I'm searching. And then as Krishna was thinking and feeling like this, the omnipresence, the prabhav of Radharani's Mahabhav and Karuna flowing through his body and his limbs. Then he was so much preoccupied with seeing Radha in his mind's eye, his antarjisti, his manodristi, and his spurti. His spurti is seeing Radha. Then he's looking, he forgot all about himself. Krishna forgot himself. That he's Ghanasham, he's Shamasundar. He forgot all about, I am Radha, I am Radha. But I'm also Krishna. I also feel the power, all the Shakti of Krishna, all the Sarva Shakti Mai, I feel all that Sarva Shakti Mai within me. And I know intuitively, innately, I know I'm Sarva Avatari. I'm Sarva Avatari Bhagavan. And I also know I'm Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna. I know that. I'm sure of it. I feel so much Radharani's love, her compassion. My body. I'm Sham Sundar, Ghanasham. I become golden. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Brindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya. Oh Pranamami Hari Priya. Oh Hari Priya. Oh Radha. I become you. I have your Bhav. I have your Kanti. I'm golden. I'm Gaurangi. My Anga, my limbs, my arms. I'm Gora. I'm Sona, Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi. What happened to Krishna, Sham? Sham Sundar, Ghanasham. Ghanasham, Radhe, Radhe. What happened to Ghanasham? But I know I'm Ghanasham. And that transformation of Krishna, full of the Bhav of Radharani, the Mahabhav, swirling and dancing and moving throughout his heart and creating waves of ecstasy and sattvic vikars. And Madanakya Mahabhav, flowing through his mind and heart of that great personality, supreme personality of Godhead. And that golden color, Kanti, when Radha and Krishna came together, the merging of Karuna, compassion and pure divine love, Mahabhav, the highest expression of pure Krishna prema, when that merged together with all the power and intention and will, all the Shaktis of Krishna, they came to this world 500 years ago. And Radha and Krishna appeared as Lord Gauranga, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai, the golden avatar of divine love and compassion, full knowledge and bliss. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's how they came to this world. So Ratri means that all these demigods came to serve the Lord. And Ratri means the goddesses. Many celestial, what it means is Krishna, Krishna Chandra. Krishna's name is Krishna Chandra, Vrindavan Chandra. So the full moon is rising. So the rising of the full moon over Vrindavan and Sharad Purnima in Ratri Kal represents the rising of the full moon of Krishna's face before the minds of the gopis. When the gopis, Krishna saw all these romantic stimulants and excitants, Udipan, smelled the flowers, saw the rising moon, felt the gentle breeze from the Yamuna. He was in Nandagaon. His mind turned. So then when his mind turned, the gopis also saw the full moon. The gopis also smelled the flowers. And the Braja gopis were thinking, especially the Kanyakumaris, they were thinking, tonight, will this be the night? Will this be my lucky night? Will this be the luckiest day of my year? Will my Krishna Pati that stole my clothes a year ago and promise to dance with me in the future nights. Is this that future night? It seems, maybe it is. I feel like something's going to happen. I feel that my left side is twitching. My eyelid is twitching. Some mangala chinna, auspicious sign. Something good is going to happen. So then as they saw, the gopis are also seeing, because they're the heroines, but we haven't met them yet. We know about Bhagavan the hero, and we know about the setting and the place and the time, Kaladesha Patra. They're also feeling romantic. So then when the gopis looked out of their houses in Barsana and Yavit and other villages and near Barsana, they saw the rising moon of the Sharad season and the reddish sky. And they immediately remembered, when they saw the rising moon, they didn't think of Chandradev and Chandrama. They say, those are the reddish cheeks of Shyam. See that? Oh, Sakyam, Dekho. See that reddish hue of the moon? Sometimes the moon is looking so red when it rises in the evening sky, in the clear skies in the village, here in Braj or Radhakund. Hey, gopis, what do you think? Are you thinking what I'm thinking? Yes, I'm thinking what you're thinking. This looks like the beautiful face of Krishna Chandra. And that reddish is like the red in his cheeks that when he dances, remember? This is the Nityasiddha gopis. The kanyas don't know. But this is Radhika and her asasakis who have so many dances. The kanyas are anticipating this is the first night. So they see the rising moon and they think, oh, that's Krishna's face, Krishna Chandra. And this is Ratri. Ratri is the goddess of night. We want to become goddesses of the night. We want to run through the darkness and the cover and protection and camouflage of the night to meet with our Krishna Chandra, our Vrindavan Chandra, and dance the night away. Dance the night away in joy and ecstasy of love. Sacred love, divine prema. That's what the Kanyas were thinking. But Radharani's Astasakis and Radhika, when they saw the Udipan, that vibhav, that exciting factor to create certain transformations in the heart of the beloved. When they saw that reddish moon, they thought of Krishna's cheeks. Because many previous nights, and Basant Ras, this is Sharad Ras, and Basant Ras at Chandra Sarovar and Govardhan, the Astasakis and all the Nitya Parijans, the Nitya Sakis, eternal associates, the Kayavyuha, the expansions of Radharani's body, who expanded from Krishna's body, all the Chit Shakti gopis, they all danced on Masant Purnima and Govardhan. And Krishna danced and he played so vigorously on his Bansuri. And Radharani was playing on the Veena in a concert. That Krishna's cheeks, as he danced, his beautiful bluish cheeks, Ganesham, they became tinted with a reddish hue, like kunkum. Exactly like the color of the reddish kunkum tinted moon on Sharad Purnima. And Radharani and the Brajaramanis, when they saw the reddish moon, they remembered Krishna Chandra's beautiful face. Sundara, his Madhurya Rupam, the Madhurya Rupam of Shyam, Krishna Gopinath. And their hearts fluttered and skipped a beat, and they felt romantic feelings arising in their hearts. Oh, tonight is so beautiful, so enticing, so attractive, so enchanting. Surely Shyam will call us for a rasa dance. He won't let a night like this go by. And actually, you know, we are expert goddesses of the night. We know our way through the night. We can move our way through the night better than anyone. Even the nighttime predators, the tigers that lurk in the forest at night, and the snakes, they have some special eyes by which they can see in the darkness. Cat's eyes. Tiger eyes, leopards, cats. Their eyes get very big and they can see in the darkness and move very nicely. And their ears are very sensitive to pick up all the subtle vibrations of enemies. So the gopis are much more than that. Because they don't have the eyes of a cat. They have Mahabhav Prem Drishti. Mahabhav Premak. So when the nighttime comes, the stroke of midnight, and the gopis run out for Abhisar to meet Krishna on a journey of love. And their eyes can see everything. Every creature, every little gully, Prem Gully, Man Gully, Dun Gully, tiny, tiny little footpaths going through the forest. They don't miss a turn, they don't miss anything. Perfect navigators. And the gopis' ears are very sensitive, very finely designed and shaped and very thin and beautiful. They can pick up the most subtlest of vibrations. So if they, any superiors or any, someone may follow them or someone may come after them, they can hear, oh, my mother-in-law is coming after me? I better run faster. Obviously, the mother-in-law doesn't leave the house. So this is their ability to run through the night as goddesses. So Tauratri, so the imagery, it's called imagery, metaphor. There's a moon, there's a night. Is that all it means? This is Rasa Shastra. Param Param Rasa Shastra Srimad Bhagavatam. And the essence of all Rasa is Ras Lila. It's called Ras Lila. All the Leelas in the 10th canto are Ras. Dwarka Ras, Mathura, it's different kinds of Rasas. Gona Ras, Mukhi Ras, Vatsalya Ras, Veera Ras, Adbhuta Ras, Vibhatsa Ras, Hasya Ras. So many Rasas, primary and secondary, moving together. It's a Rasa Shastra. But you understand, we should understand from verse 1, that Krishna, the transcendental God of love, Prem Purushottam, Lila Purushottam, Krishna, he's the absolute truth, the cause of everything. He's very romantic and very intimate and sweet with his pure devotees, very near and dear. They can see God. They can feel God. They move with God. They serve God everywhere. So therefore, every verse of the Ras Lila, the 170 verses, is all about the exchange of Madhurya Bhav. Pure love, prema, Krishna prema. The premi bhakta and the premi bhagavan. So each verse you'll find, every single verse of Ras Lila, you'll find Krishna and the gopis in the imagery. It's night, yes, but night means gopis. It's moon, yes, it's moon, but it means Krishna Chandra. So now it's not a moon, it's the face of Krishna. Now it's not the goddess of night, it's the goddesses of love, the Prem Devis, the Mahabhav Devis, the Sakis, the Sakis and Gopis of Vrindavan. So every verse is setting the mood of Madhurya love, the sweet love between Krishna and the Gopis and all his pure devotees. So the moon becomes sweet, it becomes a Madhurya Purnima, because it's related to Madhurya Prem, Madhurya Ras, the Gopis Madhurya, Parakiya Ba Madhurya. So it's not an ordinary full moon night in Sharad. It's a Madhur Purnima. And it's not an ordinary night. Oh, it's a dark night. It's a Madhurya Ratri. Because that Ratri, those sweet Madhurya Mai Bhaktas, the gopis, they will run through that night to meet with that beautiful Krishna Chandra. This is also being told in the word Ratri. I'm simply repeating the statements of our rustic acharyas, Nargodia Vaishnava Sampradaya. They're giving all these insights because they're all gopis. All of our acharyas that are writing commentaries, the Gaudiya Vaishnava acharyas, they're writing commentaries on the 10th canto, Ras Lila, Vrindavan Lila. They're all gopis that have come into this world as Sad Goswamis, Rupa, Jiva, Sanatan, Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta, Krishna's Kaviraj, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, Jiva Goswami, they're all gopis. Radharani's gopis. They're her Sakigan. And they've come with Lord Chaitanya. Radha and Krishna came as Goranga. So all the gopis came as acharyas and writers and pracharaks and became Goswamis and Brahmins as the Sangha, the Parijanas, the Parishads of Goranga. And Goranga Lila, they're Brahmins, acharyas, gurus, commentators on the ancient Shastra. And in Krishna Nitya Lila, they're gopis, Sakis. Same. As Radha and Krishna come as Gauranga, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the gopis, they come as Brahmins. They're gopis, they're abhiras, abhira caste, vaishyas. They're cowherd girls, they're maidens, cowherd maidens. They milk the cows and pet the cows and make the fuel for cooking with the gober. And then in Gaurlila, they become Brahmins, pundits, Nimai Pandit, and Garuda Pandit and this Pandit. So many Pandits. Rupa Goswami, Goswami Pandits. So there are all these beautiful thoughts and all these wonderful ideas are coming from the hearts of the gopis. Coming from the hearts of the gopis and the mouth of the Goswamis. Shukadeva Goswami, it's told in Brahma Vaivart Puran. Brahma Vaivart Puran, it's telling that this Shukadeva Goswami, Sri Shukavacha, Sri Shukadeva, Sri Badarayanir, the illustrious, qualified, Niskinshan, pure devotee son of Vyasadeva, Srila Shukamuni. He also has a form of Rupam and Radha Krishna's Leela. What is that form? Vyasadeva, no one knows who the son is better than the father. He knows the son, it's his son. So who knows Shukadeva more than Vyasadeva? So Vyasadeva in Brahma Vaivarta Puran, he says, my son Shukadeva, who's appearing in this beginning of Kali Yuga to liberate Prikshit and all the people by giving the 10th canto of Bhagavatam and the whole Bhagavatam. Shukadeva is liberating us from ignorance and spiritual misconception and material attachments in 9 cantos of Bhagavatam. Then in the 10th canto, especially the Rasa Lila, he's liberating the whole world from lust. So that's the special contribution of Rasa Lila. All the 9 cantos of the Bhagavatam and 11th and 12th, they give tattva, siddhanta, knowledge. So they liberate us from ignorance, they liberate us from misconceptions about Bhagavat tattva, who is God, what is not God, who is a devotee, what is not a devotee, who is a sura, who is an asura, what is real devotion, what is the best devotion, what is the definition of devotion, how to be a brahmachari, all these are tattvas for the material world. But now what about, that's great, I understand everything, I'm clear, I'm realized, but still, what about that real need of the hour? I have knowledge, I have spiritual knowledge, paravidya, but I really need love. And I only find love in this world, and it's really nothing but lust. Just lust. Oh, yes, that is the most essential thing that the human being needs. Love. Here, come. Here it is, 10th canto. First 3 9 cantos, get liberated from misconception. Tamagun, Rajagun, Sattvagun. Come to the Vishuddha Sattva platform. Surrender to God. Learn how and why to surrender, then do it. Now you're surrendered, then love. Take it. Rasleela. Bhaktim Param, Bhagavati Pratilabhya Kamam, Ridrogam, Ashva, Pahinoti, Yachirena, Dira. You become peaceful, you become Dira, you become happy. Atmananda. Because Krishna's love will enter your heart. And then you'll be free from lust, free from anger, greed, and envy. You can love everyone, be compassionate to everyone. Because Krishna will settle in your heart, make his home there. Your heart will become Nandagram. Your heart will become the Leela Stali. Vikunja yuno rati keli siddhai. Yaya libir yuktera pekshaniya. Tatrati dakshad ativalavasya. Vande guru shri charanaravindam. The heart of the guru, the heart of the Mahabhagavat, is always living in Nikunja Nivas. Radha Krishna Nikunja Nivas. So he's living in a land of prem, distributing prem. So this is the idea here of Ratri, that we can see in every verse this point of Radha and Krishna. Shibarai Niravacha Bhagavan Apita Ratri. Now we'll discuss the third line of the first verse of the Rasa Panchadhyaya. Sharad Utfula Malika. Sharad Utfula Malika. It's here on the screen. Sharad means autumn, the season of fall. Roughly by English understanding, Sharad comes the end of September, middle of September, end of September, September month. It's the heat of the summer is gone. The rainy season, all the water and rainy season has kind of a little bit dried up, but still everything is very, very green. Hariyali. Braj is so green now. If anyone goes on Govardhan Prikrama or Barsana Darshan or Nandagaon, so beautiful. Those sandy hills of Barsana, those sandy dry hills of Nandagram, and Giriraj, which seems on his peak, his top, his summit, it seems so dry in all the other months. All the trees are standing like this on the top of Giriraj. There are no leaves, not one leaf. They look totally dry and totally lifeless. And then the rainy season, monsoon, barish, the rain comes. And all of a sudden those trees that you thought were not alive, for 10 months, all of a sudden, so many leaves, so many flowers, everywhere. The whole Giraj is covered with grasses, rich bluish-green grasses to nourish Krishna's cows, and so many plants and varieties of herbs and plants, and all those trees that look dead, they all dancing with joy and life in the rainy season. And all the areas on the side of the road and on the side of the pathway are filled with beautiful flowers and grasses and all kinds of herbs and plants. Beautiful fragrances everywhere as you walk around the Govardhan Parikrama. Sugandhi, Saurav, Ati Saurav, Saurav. Very, very aromatic and fragrant, very intoxicating, satisfying. Giriraj Dharanaki Jai. This is Vrindavan. Beauty, sweetness, attractiveness. Vrindavan is a Devi. Brindatavi. Brindatavi Devi. Vrindavan is also a Devi. Brindatavi Devi. And Brindatanya Devi. She's wearing such a beautiful green dress. And her hair is decorated with different colored flowers, with white in her beni. And Brindadevi's beni, she has very tiny little juhi flowers. This is the season of juhi flowers. And now the Parijat flowers are starting to blossom. One flower blossoms for the pleasure of Radha and Krishna and all the Thakurjis. And then he does his seva. Then he retires so the next flower can do his seva. He becomes a prakrit, or aprakat. Aprakat and then prakat. Prakat, he manifests his elegance, beauty, aroma, and sweetness to serve. Then he becomes aprakat. Then the juhi flowers blossom. And then the parijat flowers. And their bracelets are made of parijat flowers and put on Krishna and Radharaman, Govindaji. That's the parijat. And now the Madhavi flowers, the beautiful white, gentle Madhavi latas. The Madhavi, or rather Malati, or I think Madhavi latas are coming with the white flower. Totally white. Very delicate petals. Very gentle flower, but such a fragrance. It's a fragrance. The fragrance. And it only lasts for a short time. You pick the flowers, you make a mala for Thakurji, you offer it to Radharani, Radharani offers it to Shyam or to Giridhari, and then they both enjoy the prema saurabh, the beautiful prema sugandha. And it lasts for a few hours, and then he retires. And then you take off and you put on another garland. So this is a feature of all these flowers are coming because we have in our bagicha, in our Radha bagichi, we have all these seasonal flowers. So this is going on. This is the Sharat Utfala Malika. So let's take the word Sharat. It's a full moon. And I said it's a very sweet full moon. And there's some commentaries here we can read that the Sharat full moon. Krishna Chakravarti makes a very, he discusses the whole phrase. Most acharyas take the whole phrase together. Sharat Utfala Malika. Utfala. It means the full, the flowers are ut. A flower has different stages of blossoming. It starts like this when the sun rises, and then it opens a little more. If you pick your flowers too early for Thakurji, some flowers haven't quite blossomed or bloomed fully. It takes some time. And those expert pujaris and sevaks and sevites say, no, this flower blossoms at night, and in the morning it's ready to pluck at sunrise and offer the Thakurji. This flower blossoms after a few hours, like the champak. The champak flower, when in the morning, it's a little open. You wait a little longer, it opens more and more and more. Then you offer it. Lotus flower. You want to offer a kamal, padma, indivara, a lotus flower. At night, the lotus sleeps because the husband of the lotus is the sun, Surya. So at nighttime, the face of the lotus, the Padma Devi, Kamala Devi, she closes her face, she covers her face. Because Chandradev rises in the sky, and a woman's face should never be seen by anyone else. So the face, the lotus flower, she closes her face, her beautiful, attractive, the world of her face, with her petals. I am the wife of the sun planet. He is Padma Bandhu. My husband's called Padma Bandhu. He's a friend of the Padma. He's my husband. He's my friend. Oh, Chandradev is coming. Laja. They close. And then when the sun rises in the morning, then the Padma, oh, my Bandhu, ah, my Dina Bandhu, my Krishna Bandhu, Priya Bandhu. Then they open. And they open, and then at midday, midday, the lotuses are fully open. So Utfula means the flower, the Malika especially, they were fully wide open, Utfula. Not partially open, Utfula, they had got up, they expanded, they were topmost expression. The fullest possible expansion or blossoming of the flower. Why? Because they wanted to offer themselves to Krishna. So the fullest, most complete expression of ourselves, the flower of our youth, we should offer to Krishna. My Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada, went to America and he preached to all the young people because they can listen and they're humble and they're intelligent and they're willing to change generally. They're not fixed in their ways. And he collected many young people, 17 years old, 18, 19, 20, 21. And they all surrendered to Krishna and Guru and served him so enthusiastically with great dedication and intelligence and love, obedience, like such shishya. And once Prabhupada was feeling very, very happy. And he was in an assembly, in Sangha with many, many devotees. And he said, just see. I have come to your country and I have picked all the flowers of your generation. I have picked all the beautiful flowers of your generation. All the roses, Juhi, and Bela, and Gulab, and Kadam, and Parijat. I picked them all the beautiful flowers, I picked them, and they're in full blossom. When you're 20, 22, 24, your career is just blossoming. We had just finished our education, MBBS, allopathic medicine. I was blossoming. I was eager. I was enthusiastic. I was educated, qualified, ready for my career as a doctor. My Gurudev said, why be a doctor of bodies? Become a doctor of the soul. The greatest disease is Atma Rog, the disease of the heart, lust, anger, and greed. Serve me, surrender to me. I will purify you of all lust, anger, and greed. I will fill you with Krishna's love. You are my shishya. You become my Sharanagata shishya. I'll give you everything. Then you go and heal the disease of the people of the world. The real killer is heart disease. Yes, it's the number one killer, heart disease. But actually, we established in previous classes that the actual number one killer of everyone's emotions, the killer of everyone's peace of mind, is the heart disease of lust, which is addressed here in the Bhagavad Rasleela. Kamam brid rogam vyasamum vyasadev. Srila Vyasadev, Shaktive Shavatara, Bhagavan Sri Krishna. He's saying that kam is a rogue. Kamam brid rogam. Bridi means heart. Rogue means disease. And kam means not BP, hypertension, cholesterol, all so many diseases of the material heart. It's the major killer of divine, of interest in God. It's a major killer of mukti, the major killer of advancement in spiritual life, the killer of self-realization. Atmaha, says in Upanishads, Atmaha, Atmaha, ha hante. Atmaha means to kill the self. What does it mean to kill the self? It means to live a life of lust. If we live a lust-based life, lusting for this and lusting for that, intense craving is calm. Intense craving is calm, desire, lust. I have to have it, I need it, I want it. This is killing everyone. Killing everyone's potential, the Atma's potential to love God. So lust is number one heart killer. So Rasleela removes that. So Prabhupada is using an analogy. I've come and picked all the blossoming flowers, the American Utfula of youth. You're about to start your career and help so many people, cure their diseases. And of course, naturally they get fame and money and all these things that being a medical doctor brings, as you well know. But my Gurudev, he turned my ear and he said, you'll make millions of dollars if you're a doctor. It's predicted in your chart, in your kundalini. You'll be very famous if you become a doctor. It's predicted in your kundalini. And you'll live a life filled with greed and lust if you continue the way you're living now as an American youth. Surrender. I'll save you. I'll liberate you. I'll give you Krishna Prem. And I'll engage you as a spiritual doctor, Krishna's doctor, a Prema doctor. I said, I surrender. Shishyashteham shadimam tvam prapanam. Shishyashteham mam. I am your shishya. Prapanam, I fully surrendered your lotus feet, Srila Prabhupada. Take me, I'm yours. I give up my career, I give up my family, I give up my wealth, education, everything. My hopes, my dreams, my material hopes and dreams. Take my life, take my man, tan, don, everything. I am yours, I am yours, I am yours. This is surrender. And I'm glad I did it. I'm very glad I did it. The only thing I lament is I didn't surrender when I was younger. Some things can be shared with real devotees, full devotees. You're all full devotees. You feel the same way. Shart Utpala Malika. It's autumn. A few months from now will be autumn. If you're fortunate to live here, you'll experience autumn. And those reddish moons, when we sleep on the roof of our ashram, it's so much relishable to see the rising full moon. And your mind runs to the Rasasali and Vanshivat. And all these beautiful scenes and feelings. And then you open your eyes and see the moon rising over your ashram in the eastern direction. Then you smell all the beautiful Malika flowers and all the Jui flowers rising, the aromas rising from the garden. And our Thakurji, our Radha Krishna, our Thakurji, at night, we take him out to the garden. We bring him out to the garden. So he's by the window of his mandir. And right by the window of Thakurji's mandir in our garden, right next to the window, he sleeps there. I planted some flowers. They're called Ratki Rani. Ratki Rani, the queen of the night. So she's another Devi. She's a queen, not just a Devi. She's a queen and she's a flower. So she's another night goddess. She's another night goddess, a full Devi. We planted so Thakurji can enjoy this beautiful Ratki Rani. She's the queen of night, Rat. Because she gives so much beautiful fragrance. And it's just near his window. And that way up on the roof, you can't smell. It doesn't go that far. So in this way, the flowers are beautifully blossoming. And Krishna's mind, he was thinking of those beautiful gopis, of those Malika-like gopis. So Shart Utpala. Vishnu Chakravarti makes a very nice point. Malika Utpala. Okay, Shard Purnima, the moon rises. That happens every year, everywhere in the world. There's Sharad Purnima. Of course, it's not the same as Vrindavan. However, what doesn't happen anywhere in the world and what doesn't happen anywhere in Vrindavan and never happened before in Vrindavan and never will happen again in Vrindavan is that something unusual, astonishing happened. That the Malika, fool, the beautiful flowers, Malika is sometimes called Mogra or Bela. In Vrindavan, we call these Bela. They only blossom, they become Utpala in the summertime, in April, May, and June, not in autumn. July, August, September, 3-4 months, hardly anywhere any of these flowers, Malika. They're blossoming out of season. So Vishnu Chakravartipad said, this is amazing, astounding, astonishing. How is it possible? He says for different reasons. Of course, it happens because Krishna wants to enjoy the flavor of that flower. Because the Surup Lakshana, the primary characteristic of the Malika fool, is its Gandha, its Saurav. What is that Saurav? Is it a heavy herbal fragrance like Kadamba? No. The aroma, the fragrance, the Saurav of the Malika flower is very gentle. And when one smells it, he feels romantic feelings. It's a very intoxicating, romantically intoxicating fragrance, the Malika. So Krishna was in a mood for love to keep his promise to the Kanyakumaris to become dance with them for many nights and to celebrate the dance of love with all his Nitya Siddha Sakis, Radharani. On another Purnima, Shard Purnima, most beautiful. So for different purposes, he was in the mood of love, romance. And these flowers, knowing his mind, knowing his heart, and Yogamaya, knowing that, the flowers responded by blossoming. What flowers? The Malika. The Mallika flowers have been sleeping for months. Practically, they fell off the vines. There's no more Mallika flowers. You have to wait one more year till May and June to get Mallika. Mogra, Bela. But all of a sudden, they sprang to life. Oh, Krishna's in a mood of romance. And it's Bhav, Madhurya Bhav. So he needs some Madhurya, Madhurya Ras Sugandhi, Sugandhi, Saurab. So then the Mallika become Utfala. And Krishna, just by the fragrance, Krishna simply in Nandagaon, and he smells the fragrance, the Mallika Sugandha, or the Saurabh, or the Utpula, fully blossoming Mallika. Then his mind, Rantam Manasa Chakre. His mind starts turning towards Rantam, Rati. Ranti means love, amorous affairs, romance with his beloved premis. The Gopikas, the Gopika Premis. And any pure devotee can dance with the Lord if they have Prema Bhakta. Prema Bhakta. Prema Bhakta. So Yogamaya arranged to create the atmosphere, the environment, the Udipan. This is the Vibhav. First, the Sthayi Bhav is already there. Sthayi Bhav. Madhurya Bhav. Gopika's Madhurya Bhav. Krishna's Madhurya Bhav. They're romantic. Amorous love for each other is eternal. And on this particular Sharad Purnima, Krishna was enticed and excited by the Udipan. Udipan. Udip. Deepan. Udipan. Deep. You know Deepam. Gya. Deep lamp. So Udip means Utam. Deepam means in flame. The Udipan. Uta. Uto. Utam. Deepam. Udipan means something which inflames. The word inflame. Inflame means to burst into flames. Inflame. To ignite. To ignite. To inflame. That means Udipan. So there are certain factors in Braj Leela, Krishna's Braj Leela, that act as Udipan. And they're mentioned by Rupa Goswami Pad and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and in many, many other Rasagrants, Ujjvala Nilamani, etc. So the Purnima is an Udipan. And the Utfula Mallika and the blossoming flowers, that Saurabh, it's a Mada Saurabh, Mada Ganda, Mada. Mada means intoxicating. Kam, Krodh, Loh, Moha, Mada. It's an intoxicating. It creates amor, romance, romantic feelings. So Sharad Utfula Mallika. The Purnima is there. The full moon itself is called an Udipan. It excites and inflames the Sthayi Bhav. The Sthayi Bhav is the permanent, the Nitya Sabhav, the Nitya Bhav, the Nitya Prem in the hearts of the Premi Bhaktas. Sthayi Bhav of Vatsalya Bhav of Yashoda. The Sthayi Bhav of Sakya Bhav of Shridam Sudam, Subal, Marumangal. Brotherly love. And the Sthayi Bhav of Dasya Rati. That's in the Raktak Patrak. And all the Sevites in Natnagaon. Krishna's personal Sevites. And this is Madhurya Rati. Madhur Rati. That's Sthayi Bhav. And Gopis. Braja Gopis and Sakis and in Krishna. It's always there. Permanent loving feeling. Nitya Prem. The Nitya. Sthayi. Stan. Sthayi Bhav. It's always fixed. Sthayi. And sometimes it rises up. It ignites. It inflames. That's called Vibhav. So to have Vibhav means Vishesh Bhav. That the Bhav, the Madhurya Bhav, in this Leela Vichar, in this Rasa Vichar, the Sthayi Bhav needs to be ignited, inflamed by some Vishesh, some special factor, and that's called Udipan. So Vibhav has different points. There's Alamban Vibhav. Alamban means the Nayak and the Nayaka. Vibhav is the beginning, Vishesh Bhav. Because the Vibhav moves. The Vibhav moves the Sthayi Bhav. So Vibhav is a person. Vibhav is a person, a hero, a heroine, a place, an event, a sound, a sight, a smell, some type of indriya, a sense impression. That gets the Madhurya Sthayi Bhav, Sthayi Rati, moving and rising. So it's called Udipan. Like you have a small flame, Chota Deep. And if you put ghee on it, more ghee, Then it becomes big flame, yes? Little flame, you have little flame, you put petrol on it, big flame. Little flame, like we have this Akanda Jyoti on a mandir, they have Akanda Jyoti or Akanda Deepam. And your mandir, they have some lamp with always putting ghee, Chobis Ganta Satin, Rose Deepam. It's called Akanda Deepam. For Thakurji Seva, it creates Mangala, auspicious atmosphere, and boots and prates, they run from the flame. Very auspicious. Shoot Gaika Ghee, and is it Wombati, the cotton, and like this. So this is the Chota Deep, although it's not very small. It's an analogy. It's only an analogy to help you understand Rasa Tattva. Rasa, Bhakti Ras, is based on the combination of different bhavas, five bhavas. Bhavs, Stahi Bhav, Vibhav, Anabhav, Sattvik Bhav, Sanchari Bhav, all together. And Ashtasattvik Bhavs. So now it begins, the permanent Bhav is Stahi Bhav, like a little flame. And then Vibhav. Vibhav is that Vishesh, that special factors which create, increase that flame, the pouring of the petrol. What's the factor? What's the event that increases the fire when you have a small fire? How'd that fire get bigger? It was only small when I left it. I poured 3 liters of petrol on it. That's the cause, yes? The cause for increasing the fire is putting more petrol. So then the deepam, the light of the fire, becomes udip. Utam deepam. You understand? This is Sanskrit. Utam deep. Ut deep. Ut, like we say, uto uto. Jeev jago. Wake up. Tamasi mam jyotirgama. Tamasi mam. Anda jana. I'm in blindness. Where is God? Who is God? Why is God? Who needs God? Tamasi mam jyotirgama. Agama. Agama means to go, to move, run. Tamasi mam jyotirgama. Jyoti means Brahma jyoti, Tattva jyoti, Saru jyoti, Prema jyoti. Golokdam, Premadam. This is jyoti, ultimate. Param jyoti. So this is Jyoti. So this little deepam, then Vibhav. Vibhav has a lamban. A lamban is the hero and the heroine, the nayak and nayak. For there to be a love story, for there to be an exchange of Madhurya Rati, there must be a hero and a heroine, a lover and a beloved. So the beloved is the beloved Lord Sri Krishna. Because Bhagavan says, Sri Bharaini Vacha, Bhagavan Apitavratri. We discussed the meaning of Bhagavan yesterday. So Bhagavan means Aishwarya Vichar and Madhurya Vichar. Aishwarya Vichar. Bhaga means Aishwarya, opulence, wealth. Sad Aishwarya Purna. All beauty, Sondarya, all fame. Yasho, Sondarya, beauty, fame, knowledge, vidya, and power, shakti, and then renunciation, tyag, and wealth. There's money, Lakshmi. So that's one meaning. That's the Aishwarya Vichar of the word Bhagavan. But the Madhurya Vichar means the sweetness of God. The Madhurya Vichar. God is a lover. God is a friend. God is a son. In Vatsalya Ras, and Madhurya Ras, and Sakya Ras. All these different rasas. And sambandhas, and relationships. Stairati. So this is the intimacy of God. The nearness. Antaryami. God's inside me. So near and he's so far. Anor Niyan, Mahato Mahiyan. He's in Kiradakshayaloka. He's in Vaikuntha. And he's right here. Antaryami Paramatma. He's very near. Near, dear, intimacy. That also means Bhaga. Bhan. That God, that Lord who possesses sweetness, beauty, charm, intimacy, affection, kindness, compassion, friendliness. That's Bhaga, Bhan. And Bhan means that God who possesses Bhan. I'm all Sarva Shakti, Sarva Avatari, Virata Rupa, opulence, grandeur, majesty, power, Shakti, Shaktiman, Parasya Shakti Vavadaya Shriyate. So you take that word Bhagavan, put it into English, you get this term. Beloved Lord, Priya Thakur, or Priya Ishvara. That's the two meanings fused together. Bhagavan means sweet, beloved, sweet, and Lord God is the Aishwarya aspect. So he's acting here, and he's calling all these gopis, and the flowers are blossoming. So the Malik of flowers Vishnu is telling, it's very special. And this fragrance on this night, there's so many malikas blossoming, Utpala, that the fragrance is spread all over Vrindavan. From Bamshivat to Vrindavan to Barsana to Nandagram. Everyone is smelling. Everyone is smelling. The coward boys are smelling the malika. Mother Yashoda is smelling the malika. When a flower is blossoming, everyone can smell it. But the response is different. Because the malika, Shard Utfala Malika, becomes an Udipan. Vibhav Alamban, hero and heroine. Hero Vibhav Alamban, the hero, Nayak, is a Prem Vishai. He's the object, subject of Prem, receiver of love. Then the Vibhav Alamban heroine, Nayaka, the heroine, is the Prem Ashray, Madhurya Prem Ashray. The shelter of Madhurya love is the gopis. The shelter of Madhurya love is Krishna, the hero and the heroine, the lover and the beloved. That's Vibhav Alamban. The second part of Vibhav Alamban is called Udipan. So the Udipan means the environment, the stimulating factors, the sound, the sight, the smells, the moons, the birds, the singing of the birds. That becomes the Udipan, the stimulating, exciting factor, cause. That's why it's called Vibhav. That Vishesh, that Vibhav, that specialized Bhav, feeling and sensation, which is created by the Udipan, that sensation, loving, romantic sensation and feeling that's created in the hearts of the hero and the heroine because of the environment, natural surroundings. That fire, like we have expressions in English, my heart burns for you. My heart burns for you. I love you so much. You're my everything. I keep a flame of love. I keep a flame of love burning for you. These are phrases of love in America between husbands and wives, lover and beloved. So that is Stahibhav, Madhurya Rati Stahibhav. The gopis always have a flame of love burning for Krishna. All the time. And Krishna always has a flame of love burning for the gopis and burning for Yashoda and everyone, all the Brijvasis and all the pure devotees. But tonight, on Sharad Purnima, his flame of love, that Madhurya Jyoti, that Madhurya Deepam, is burning. It's always there. Now, when he sees the full moon, Sharad Purnima, Viksha, sees it, Darshan, Dristi, and he smells the intoxicating, romantically intoxicating fragrance. When he smells the Malika flower, when Bhagavan Sri Krishna, he doesn't, like Yashoda and the coward boys, oh, the Malikas are blossoming. Isn't it sweet, Subal? Oh, it's very fragrant. It's nice. Good night. And Yashoda goes to sleep, and the coward boys go to sleep. But Krishna, when he smells the same fragrance of the Shard Utfala Malika, it has a different effect. Same cause, different effect. We see that everywhere. The cause is one, the effect is different. There's one cause. A bomb blows up. It has one effect on you and one effect on another person. When bombs were blowing up in World War II in Calcutta, my Gurudev was cooking puris for his Thakurji. The bombs were going up. The cause was one. A bomb was blowing up, bombing the city of Calcutta. His wife had one response, the effect. Oh, come on, Abai, let's take the children, run to the bomb shelter, let's save. Save our lives. You go, you take the children, save your lives. I'm making Thakurji's offering. So Gurudev is cooking the puris for Thakurji, Radha Govinda Thakurji, his Thakurji, his Priya Thakurji, his Gar Thakur. Radha and Krishna, you go. Radha Govinda, he's cooking puris. My Gurudev is a very expert cook. Pakka, first class, book Bhariya cook. Bhariya Rasahi. Maharaj. Maharaj means cook. So he was cooking and he said, and then my Gurudev commented because we asked him, Prabhupada, when that one cause of the bomb went off and bombs were falling everywhere, didn't you have the response of fear like everyone else? He said, I was not afraid. When I heard the bombs falling outside my window in Calcutta in the 1930s or whenever it was, boom, 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 boom. And my Gurudev made those same sound effects. I heard this like 36 years ago, the story. I heard the sound of bombs. It means sure death. They can fall on my roof. They were falling everywhere. But I was cooking Thakurji's puris, his bhog. And I was thinking, this bomb is Krishna's rupam. This bomb is Krishna's form. Krishna is coming in the form of a bomb. Bomb. Because Krishna has anatta rupam, anatta gunam. So everywhere is Krishna. Krishna's in the bomb. Krishna's in the smile. Krishna's in the cake. Krishna's in the slap. Everywhere is Krishna. Yomam pashyati sarvatra, sarvam cha mayi pashyati. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 6, verse 30. For one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me. He sees me everywhere. He sees me in the bomb. He sees me in the smiling face of a friend. He sees me in the anger of an envious person. He sees me when he gets nothing to eat. He'll never be lost to me. He's Priya to me. Chapter 6, Bhagavad Gita, verse 30. Yomam pashyati sarvatra, sarvam cha mayi pashyati. And then Krishna, he's never lost. He said, he's never lost to me, such a premi. How can I lose my beloved? How can I lose my beloved premi? Impossible. Can you lose your lover? Have you ever lost your lover? Can you always find your lover? Of course. When we become a lover of God, we'll never get lost to Krishna. We'll see him everywhere and he'll see us everywhere. We'll find him everywhere and he'll find us everywhere. We'll love him everywhere and he'll love us everywhere. This is Bhagavan Prem and Premi Bhakta. This is this discussion on Ratri. That these flowers are opening is very astonishing. And Krishna was, when he smelled the fragrance, he became intoxicated. Because that fragrance instigated, inflamed his stai rati, his stai bhav of Madhurya. And he felt, he didn't say, oh, nice fragrance, I'm a coward boy. Oh, it's so nice to sleep with these fragrant flowers outside my window. Good night, Sridham. Good night, Subha. Sweet dreams. That wasn't an udipan for their love. They went to sleep. But when the gopis, when the braja gopis, when they smelled that flower of Utpala Malika, it inflamed their love. It became a udipan. Udipan. Uto dipam. This is called vibhav. Rasa tattva vibhav. The vibhav alamban, hero and heroine, and the udipan. That which makes the flame of love in the heart of the hero, and that which makes the flame of love in the heart of the heroine, burst into huge flames. Ha! Oh, I feel so romantic. I feel so much love for my gopis. And the gopis, I feel so much love for my Shah, my Priyatam. I want to see him. Oh, there's his face. Ha! Ah, Krishna Chandra, you're shining here in Barsana. You're shining in my bedroom in the middle of my husband's house. Oh, Krishna Chandra. Ah, I'm feeling so intoxicated. What to do? And Krishna's thinking what to do. And the gopis are thinking what to do. And tomorrow we'll hear some more about Malika flowers. And they're wonderful, how instrumental they are and how important they are in Madhurya Leela and Brajadam. Sridham Vrindavan ki, Sri Radha Krishna Bhagwan ki, jai, 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 Sri Radhe, jai, jai, Sri Sham, jai, jai, Sri Vrindavan Dham.